a very happy Tuesday morning, everybody. Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Not 22, Tom. 2023. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruise and Travel News Podcast. And it's brought to you by the Snoot Factory, www.thesnootfactory.com. I'm laughing because I'm unable to get the date, the year right. I did it again yesterday, the email that goes out to the subscribers. And again, you can subscribe to this podcast if you don't want to go looking for it, or if you don't want to be signed up on a podcast platform. Go to my website, bestatsearadio.com, hit the subscribe button, put in your email address and your name, and I'll put you on the list. And every Monday through Saturday, I send out this group email through Constant Contact, and it has the link to get to the podcast, and it also tells you what I'm going to talk about, because if you don't want to listen, you don't have to listen. So there's a whole list of things that also has the date. And yesterday I had 2022. And of course, my good friend Ellie, I won't say her last name, Stephen Ellie, they are the best. They've supported me from the beginning, from the Tom Drake Radio Show. They are on me. And she gets me every time. So I am unable. I am the guru of the seas, but I am not the guru of the calendar. I can tell you that right now. So it is January 31st, 2022. We have made it to Santa Marta, Colombia, a new port for the ship. I don't know about for the cruise line, but the ship's never been here before. So tradition is that they bring on a plaque. They buy a cheap plaque and they get to come on board and have some food and have breakfast. So there's a plaque exchange coming up shortly. Nothing else, we are near Santa Marta. We're in the Bay of Santa Marta, and I'm not looking across the huge expanse of water like I was in Cartagena and Panama City, where I told you I felt like I was in Hoboken, and New York was way over there. We're right near the city, less than half a mile to walk in. I might go check it out. We're collecting Christmas ornaments now, because we already have every magnet from every place all over the world. So now we're collecting Christmas magnets, and I might go in and get one. Do you really care? Probably not. Santa Marta is on the Caribbean Sea, and we're in a bay. It's in the province of Magdalena, very religious here, and we're in a bay, very comfortable, because the ride over from Cartagena last night was not fun. Slamming and jamming again, my good friend Sonia Selby on stage, getting through it. They loved her, despite the fact that everybody was rocking and rolling. Okay, yeah, there's the duck, and the duck is right. This is one rambling mess already. Roll the music. Alright, first story is a story that I got from my friend Steve. I do have friends. I have a friend Steve, and he sends me these stories from a website called Newsbreak. And Newsbreak is kind of a strange operation. It's like Cruise Hive. A lot of people are writing stories, and they get to put them up. Local stories or stories from Manila, whatever. I don't know if they're real journalists or not, but the story, the heading was "The Royal Caribbean Solves the Number One Problem for Cruise Ship Passengers." Would you think it's service? No. Would you think it's food? No. It's internet. Everybody wants the internet to be the same speed as it is at home. Very difficult to do, but they're getting better at it. And Royal Caribbean hasn't made a big deal of this, but they did get, maybe they don't want to admit it, but they're in bed with Elon Musk. They're getting Starlink installed on all of the ships, Royal Caribbean, Celebrity, and Silver Sea. And the feedback is, it's tremendous. It is so much better than what they have now. What they have is a service called Voom. V-O-O-M. Voom. And it's up to $20 a day for Voom. I cannot find out exactly how much it's going to cost for Starlink or what they're charging. It's not anywhere on the internet. If anybody in Sales Royal Caribbean has used it, please send me an email. You can send me an email at through the website, or Funny Pays Off at AOL. You can drop me an email. Anyway, Voom. It was $20 a day. I got a feeling that the good Starlink's going to be more. What's the point of all this? The point of, well, there's two things, really. There's a little bit of hypocrisy, because so many major advertisers dropped advertising on Twitter when Elon Musk bought Twitter for $40 billion so he could fix it, so it would actually be freedom of speech, which is what we're known for in the United States. And so many people hate him, but you know what? He's got a hell of an operation with Starlink. It's a low Earth orbit satellite system. Now they're putting out stories that this is going to damage the space because there's too many satellites. Whatever they can do to sabotage this guy, but you know what? We'll look the other way. This world is nothing but full of hypocrites, and everybody will look the other way for fast internet on a ship. So if you plan on going on Royal Caribbean, call your travel planner And by the way, I always say travel planner now, not travel agent. And I'm sure I told you this story already. I am affiliated with a company out of Colorado called Legato. It's a travel host. They host travel agents. I intended 3 years ago to get into that part of the business and sponsor cruises. You know, we like to do not charters, but cruises with speakers, stuff like that. It is so much work to be a travel planner. You have to know so much stuff about everything. And even when you know everything, even when you're up to date on every cruise line and every category and everything else, you still have to talk to people. And that's the reason I'm not a travel planner, because you have to talk to people. You might notice this is the strangest podcast in the podcast universe. There's nobody else in the podcast. Most podcasts, people are talking to other people. That's what it's about. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'll do the talking. You'll do the listening. If it's a success, fine. If it isn't, at least I won't be miserable. Not that I don't like people, but let's move on. Anyway, Ron Caribbean, in bed with Elon Musk. That's going to be the heading, because I have to get people to listen to the podcast. So when they get the email, Royal Caribbean in bed with Elon Musk, I hate Elon Musk. What's going on there? Maybe I'll sue. All right. All right, it's too soon to apologize. Put that in like a category. It is too soon for the guru to apologize. What is that about? Remember when the FAA shut down aviation for, 12 or 14 hours? Because they had a glitch in their software. They had a system outage in something called the NOTAM system. And it means a notice to air missions, the NOTAM system. Well, one night late, a guy called up the boss and he said, "Hey, boss, the NOTAM not working." And so they shut everything down. And at the time I said, "You're going to tell me that's not cyber warfare? Are you telling me, the guru, that it's not cyber?" Well, the FAA announced yesterday that it was not cyber warfare. And they found the company responsible for this, the company that made the NOTAM system NOTAM working. It's a company called Spatial Front. And Spatial Front was doing work on the NOTAM system, and they mistakenly deleted a file that crashed everything. But it wasn't cyber warfare. That couldn't be cyber warfare. It was a mistake. The guy made a mistake. The guy from, or girl, Joe from Spatial Front, he screwed up. People screw up. He, you know, maybe he was having a cup of coffee. He looked the other way and deleted a file that crashed the whole system. Couldn't possibly be. Now, this is also just a straight-up coincidence. But the president of Spatial Front used to work for the FAA, and her name is Amy Gao. Amy Gao is the minority-owned president of Spatial Front, and she's Chinese. Okay, call me Oliver Stone, but come on. She's Chinese. Her company crashes the NOTAM system because they mistakenly deleted a file. And now the FAA is mad. So now no one from Spatial Front, they're locked out of the whole system. Yeah, locked out. Fire their ass. I mean, they crashed the system. You know what they cost? Everybody delayed. People late for their business meetings. Their vacations were ruined to start with. They're a day late to get to a cruise ship. You think FAA or Spatial Front is going to make up any of that? No, the hell no. But it's not cyber warfare. It can't possibly be. Even though the owner happens to be named Amy Gao. What could be the lead? Should that have been the lead? Could it be that company, a Chinese-run company, crashed the FAA system? Would that be misleading? Who cares? If I get them to listen to the podcast, I'm trying to make $50 here. All right. You know, I talk about milestone in the industry that I've been in for too long. They like the words like milestone or monumental milestone. Well, day before yesterday, the P&O cruise Arvia made historic arrival in Antigua. Are you ready? It was a historic arrival in Antigua. What did it do? Fly in? No. They're doing turnaround now. If you're not familiar with the cruise industry, the day where guests leave and new guests, or we call them fresh meat, come on. It's turnaround day. Well, they're going to do turnaround now in Antigua. Antigua is getting a little too big for its britches. They built a long pier. They bring a lot of big ships in. Around the pier, there's cute little restaurants and shops. But the rest of St. John's, they haven't done squat to it in 30 years that I've been going there. The sidewalks are still cracked. The place is still crowded. No, it's just, you know, it's not attractive, you know. But they're putting a lot of money into the port area. So they popped a tent up, and they have a big tent on the pier now. And when the people on P&O Cruises, Arvia, when they got to Antigua, they got off the ship there, and they were part of a historic arrival. They were part of a cluster because they had portable computers in a tent on a pier. I've lived this mess. When you go to Papeete, it used to be, I've been there and I hope I never see it again, they used to have to wait in a church with not air conditioning until they could get on board. It's always any of these places that aren't set up like Miami and Port Canaveral and Port Everglades, they're set up perfectly. Even our little Terminal J in Miami. But anyway, once again, over the top. It made a historic arrival. Yeah, 700 people stood outside in 100-degree heat waiting to get into a tent so they could get on board the ship. By the way, the RV is the big new P&O ship. It is an LNG-powered ship, and it said it was on its maiden voyage on December 23rd, and now it's over here doing the Caribbean. It is the sister ship, really, to the Carnival Mardi Gras or the Carnival Celebration. It is a monster, over 100,000 some odd tons. LNG, all the bells and whistles. But now the captain of the wonderful P&O, and it would be probably Captain Brown, I think, probably British, you know. He complimented Antigua, and I admit, Antigua's done a good job slapping a big pier in. They put a, you know, as I said, you build a big pier and the big bastards will come. So the minute they put the big long pier in, here they come. And, well, sometimes we're in Antigua with three other mega mother ships. You can't move in the place. Anyway, Captain Brown said, I came to Antigua before Heritage Quay was built, before the Nevis Pier, before all the works in the channel and the fifth pier. I have seen many changes, but one thing has always remained constant. And he's right. The warm welcome we received from the people. The people of Antigua are wonderful. They really are. Just they don't do anything with the town. I mean, more than once I've twisted my ankle in that place because the sidewalk was crapped. It looked like an earthquake hit it. So, was that a complaint? All right, calm down, Tom. What time are we at? Because I don't want to go long today. I'm determined to stay to 15 minutes. And the guru doesn't know what day it is, but he can read a clock a little bit. Holland America. Who does? Does the guru love talking about Holland America? I hope someday that I will return to Holland America. We've been estranged now for almost 14, maybe 15 years. There's an entertainment booker on Holland America. Her name will not be mentioned on my program. She doesn't like me. And so even though I'm one of the funniest comedians they've ever had, my audience, older Jewish people, they love me. Me and Jackie Mason, it's a wonderful thing. I'll never work there again until that person retires or something happens. I'm not hoping for that. Anyway, Holland America announced that bookings in the third week of January were its highest on record for any January week. And Alaska is a driver of the sales. No, there's no, you can't drive. Excuse me, get my car, it's called sales, and get the driver. Now, here's the thing. They're right about Alaska. Holland America does Alaska better than anybody. They've owned it. I mean, Carnival Corporation even bought the White Pass train. They own the buses. They own the hotels. They own it. They own the best lecturers. It is the best cruise line to do Alaska, hands down, no doubt about it. Even if the food isn't any good anymore, it's not like it used to be. I mean, that's another story for another day. When Kurt Landerman retired from Holland America, it went south. I don't have any sound effects today. It was a comment made that maybe I don't need it, but I like to do it, and it's my podcast. Anyway, here's the thing about this record sales crap, whatever. You know, I was excited for them. Good for them. Here are the things. They said the week ending January 20th, exceeding bookings during the same week in 2019, pre-pandemic, by more than 20%. Fantastic. Do you know what you need for a deposit on Holland America to book a cruise? Do you know what the deposit is? A dollar. They'll take four quarters, right? They'll take 10 dimes. $1 to book a cruise. What the hell? Why not? For a dollar, I mean, at some point you don't get your deposit back if you don't go to the next step, right? I believe on Disney it's 20%. And on Disney, forget it, equity line to buy a cruise with the family, it's 20%, right? A dollar, four quarters, 10 dimes. How many pennies? I don't know. I'm bad at math and bad at calendar. So they can brag about it. Now, I sincerely hope, because they might have a problem with the entertainment booker, but the reality is the staff over there are wonderful. I hope it all works out, and everybody that put up $1 will actually follow through on it. But who doesn't, you know, for a dollar? I'll book a cruise for a dollar, and if I don't do it, keep my dollar. Why do I bother with that? Well, it has to do with the fact that there's an expression we have in New Jersey, dropping your pants. And yeah, I won't tell you what it means, but basically, it means doing this. It means saying, we'll take a deposit of a dollar. The fares are too low. You're killing the business with this. Charge more and give them more, kind of a thing. And I don't know where this business is going, because my friend John sent me some numbers. I have numbers. The guru has facts. It's not all just a bad opinion here. And this is true. In 2023, the cruise industry will take delivery of 20 new ships. In 2024, 11 new ships. In 2025, 6 new ships. In 2026, 12 new ships. In 2027, 3 new ships. Stop it. Because where are these people coming from? I mean, there's been a dramatic increase in cruising. No doubt about it. I think in 2010, 2012, call it 11, 14 million people took a cruise. And now 12 years later, or something like that, it was 31. So they have doubled it. But they're going to have to double it and double it again. Because these aren't 2,000 passenger ships they're building. They're building these mothers that are 5,000 and 6,000 beds. And there's 7-day cruises. And you got to sell it every week. So how do you do it? You drop your pants. In this case, Holland America took their pants off and hung it up. There's also going to be 103 dry docks this year. 103 ships are going to be refurbished, re-imaged, rejuvenated, whatever word you want to use, for almost $4 billion, $3.7 billion. Thank you, John, for those numbers. See, now when you say to somebody, I listen to this guy Drake, but he doesn't really say much. You know? Those were facts. Those were guru facts right there. Fred Olson. I never mentioned Fred Olson, but this was a very nice story. They're partnered up with Orca. Orca is just what you think. They're people that watch for wildlife at sea. And they bring them on. I guess they comp them. And they bring them on Fred Olson. And all they do is they spend every day looking for a dolphin. And they announced in a press release that in 2022, there were 4,400 wildlife sightings. They saw orcas. They saw mostly dolphins. Let me see if there's numbers here. The common dolphin is seen more than anything else. And that's why he's common. It's like, yeah, we've seen him before, you know. But they've also seen a beaked whale, which can, you know, did you know? A beaked whale can dive to depths of 3,000 meters? That's seriously down there. So I don't know what that is in meters, you know. But anyway, the guy who runs Orca said that the sightings have been absolutely phenomenal. And congratulations to Fred Olson for doing it. They're doing it again this year. There are a lot of sailings. If you go on their website, if you really want to go with the Orca people, hey, listen, I got a good friend, Ron and Marge, they love this stuff. They go to the Galapagos and look for the Galapagos or whatever the hell's there. They go and freeze their butt off in Antarctica. They do everything. They're going to Africa to do overland tours to see a lion from the Disney movie. But people like that. So go to the Fred Olson website, and if you want to sail on a Fred Olson ship, they're not bad. They're older. Then there you go. And finally, come on, Tommy, you're late. You said 15 minutes, you're at 17. Real fast. I've never heard of Morella Explorer Cruise Line, really. But I found out they are they're part of TUI. And yesterday, they canceled the cruise on the Morella Explorer 2 because of food. I've never heard of this before in the 30 years. And the email said, due to an unforeseen technical issue that will impact our ability... What does he just say, cook? Impact our ability to deliver our food and beverage offering. They're canceling the cruise. They're not just canceling the cruise. They're only giving their money back on a pro-rata basis. I think the cruise was 12 days, and they're canceling it after 7. So they're giving their money back for the 5 days they're not getting. Ooh, that's not going to work out. This ship, the Morella Explorer 2, used to be part of Royal Caribbean. It was a legend of the seas. Okay, here's the thing. Unforeseen technical issue that will impact our ability to deliver our food. It can only be one thing. They have an outbreak in the food department, restaurant. They have an outbreak of something. COVID, norovirus, influenza. They have an outbreak to the point where they don't have enough people to cook it and enough people to serve it. That's the only reason to cancel it. You get one oven down, what? Every oven stopped working? Right? Every dishwasher broke? Every refrigerator isn't working? No. It can only be one thing. But this industry that I've been into for so long has a real problem with transparency. They don't think the guest deserves to know squat. And somebody at Morella Explorer 2 at the company said, look, don't tell them what's really going on, because if you tell them it's an outbreak, oh my God, they'll want to sue us because they were involved in an outbreak. Well, whatever it is, they're controlling it. But unfortunately, if it is something, you know, we're involving quarantine, and you have, let's say you have 250 people in the kitchen and food service, and you got 150 of them in quarantine, you're not working, so they're canceling it. So now I have no facts to back that up, although the guru believes in facts. I don't know anything. By the way, Morello was Thompson Cruises, and they changed the name. Maybe they changed the name after Thompson Cruises couldn't get it done. But I love headlines. And of course, I saw this first in Cruise Hive, and they had their own beliefs, like mine. It's not the stove not working, okay? It's the people that use the stove that aren't working. What happened there? You'll never know, because you're not entitled to know. But the independent British newspaper and website, their headline was, "Cruise passengers kicked off ship and told to go home early due to technical issues with catering." Kicked off the ship. It's true. They weren't kicked. They were just asked to leave, but was done a little more politely, though. Well, we'll never know, but I'll do some research and try to find, does anybody really care what happened? We're not on that ship, doesn't matter to us. It was in the Caribbean, and they're kind of stuck, because now they're going to dump them in Jamaica. Good luck on that. All right, I went too long. Oh my God, it's 20 minutes. My apologies to anybody that's still listening. Most of you probably bailed out by now. Thank you for the subscriptions, the facts, the notes, and all that happy stuff. I will be in the beautiful port of Orangestad, Aruba tomorrow, and I'll tell you about it then, I guess. Talk to you tomorrow. By the way, there'll never be a guest on this show. That's not the type of podcast. It's the Guru of the Seas. That's it.